Mr. Greenwald.
Mr. Merrick, why didn't you go to higher authorities at once with your doubts about the captain's mental health?
I figured if I only had a record, I'd be on stronger ground. So I decided to start the log. I figured if ever I was all wrong, I'd just burn it. I kept it under lock and key.
What, in your view, made an incident worthy of record in your medical log?
Just any act that seemed strange or abnormal. Like the Silex business?
Describe the Silex business.
A mess boy slapped coffee on a Silex and burned it out. Now, none of the mess boys would admit which one did it. So the captain ordered all the officers of the ship to sit as a court of inquiry till we found out who burned out the Silex. I mean, in itself, it's a silly little thing. But it went on and on for 36 hours. All ship's work stopped. There we were, all of us, in the wardroom, dying for sleep, needing shaves, and still trying to find out which of these poor boys burned out the Silex. By that time, those kids thought whoever did it was going to get hung. They would have died before telling us. So finally, I had to go to the captain and tell him that all the officers admitted that they were incompetent investigators and would take cuts in their fitness reports, but they couldn't figure out who slopped coffee on the Silex. So he made a note in his black book and called off the inquiry. Things like that. Or like the water business.
Describe the water business.
Well, it's all in the log. How he cut off the water at the equator for 2 days for the whole ship just because he caught one simple deckhand stealing a drink during water conservation hours. Or plain crazy things like the strawberry business.
Describe the strawberry business.
Well,
objection! The so-called medical log was introduced into evidence at the start of these proceedings. All this is just repeating a lot of trivial, disloyal gripes.
If the court concurs, I'll pass over the medical log.
Well, let's not take up time here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Only there seems to be some confusion about the so-called strawberry business.